Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Good evening. The show tonight is dominated by the unfinished business in Iran. The Strait of Hormuz is now considered closed to commercial traffic. That is oil and other niche commodities coming out of the Gulf. One-fifth the Earth's oil, of course, and the price of barrel of oil is set elsewhere besides the Gulf. Right now, there is no clear or stated plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The president is calling his allies, his friends, his adversaries, calling everyone looking for assistance, sometimes saying the U.S. can handle itself. But in order to satisfy the insurers, you've got to do more than have a warship at hand. You've got to stop the source of the mining, if that's what it is, the missile attacks, if that's what it is, the drone attacks, if that's what it is. Various casus belli have been stated by the United States. Sometimes it's the nukes, sometimes it's the ballistic missiles, sometimes it's all of the above, regime change. Right now, it'd have to be the threat of mining the Strait of Hormuz and tangling up the worldwide economy in shortages and long lines and price spikes. Central bankers can do little, I'm told, because if they lower rates, they'll encourage inflation very quickly. If they raise rates, they'll tighten the money supply, and that will have not good effects. I think it's called deflation. So what we have here is a quandary to be solved over these next days. Some have said 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't get the sense that they believe they have that much time. Then again, the markets are watching everything right now, all week long. The president has asked Beijing to postpone the meeting between the two administrations, Beijing and Washington, for a month. That was the most critical aspect of the Trump administration, the tariffs. It's now taken a back seat to the Iran war and the starting of the Strait of Hormuz. There is no other news. It's everybody reacting to what is apparently the strongest fleet in the solar system cannot solve the problem. Iran is a pirate to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. It is, however, fighting for its life, literally. The decap strikes are always available. And 90 million people over a vast canvas that has never been successfully invaded from the West. It's a puzzle why there wasn't more briefing at the White House about this. You're going to get in, you better have an exit plan. I don't know that they have an exit plan other than I don't know. I said there was other news. We can talk about Hezbollah, the IDF versus Hezbollah, but they call it mowing the lawn. I don't think it's profound. I don't think they're looking to end Hezbollah. Hezbollah is Lebanon, the border of Israel. They're moving back the launch site some miles, some kilometers, towards the Litani River, perhaps. Again, other news. The big news would have been the tariffs. The big news would have been the markets, price of oil. The big news would have been NVIDIA presenting that it believes it can increase its profit, which was already staggering over the next 3 years, to $1 trillion. However, that's on the margins. Everything is all eyes on the Gulf. Now, there is the mix of New World Report from Ernesto Araujo. Jair Bolsonaro is very poorly in prison, in hospital, has pneumonia. His son Flavio is speaking to the media all the time, running for president. It appears that Flavio has taken up the mantle of his father, the Bolsonaros, and in the fashion of heroic, filling in for dad who's been persecuted and driven to despair. Flavio is speaking of the future for Brazil. There certainly is a trend in all of the Americas, not for the left of center, but to the right of center. That's capitalism and democracy and transparency until it isn't. In Washington, there's no sense of order that I can discern. I don't report on the politics of Washington. I watch the city's capability, especially when it comes to foreign affairs. And right now, it's very difficult to find capability. The Defense Department has let down the president, if that's what it was. The briefing was not adequate to the extent of the adversary. This is Iran, 2,000 years, never conquered from the West. You'd think that would have been whispered into the ear of the president constantly as they planned this operation. There's a reason the Romans tried again and again and failed again and again. Parthians, Persians, Iranians, same people. Same geography, same reputation. They had a bow made out of several different kinds of wood, composite bow. They fired it from horseback. Some fantastic amount of arrows could fly in a minute, a second and a half. Some fantastic amount. Bang, bang, bang. The Romans couldn't fight it. The arrows rained down on them, wounding them, limping away. What the Parthians knew was a wounded man is much more successful for us than a dead man, because they must take him along or at least risk morale collapsing because they abandoned the wounded. So they sought to wound, not kill, the Romans forming their squares and forming their battle lines could not stop the arrows flying down on them, just the way the French couldn't stop the English longbowmen, 12 centuries later? Well, these are the lessons you get from history books. There is attention to Syria, there's attention to Turkey, there's attention to all the Arab states that are coming under indirect fire from Iran. There was a burning truck tanker at the Dubai airport today. There were two other strikes in Dubai and the UAE. No additional strikes that I discerned in Saudi Arabia. The missiles coming in from Hezbollah are said to, some of the warheads have cluster bombs, which are very, very damaging to the Israelis. I don't count the days now. In any event, there'll be more science and some other topic besides Iran. However, at this juncture, the Iran story looks very clearly on a path to failure for the United States. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.